Good morning. Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
Or afternoon or evening, depending where you are. Okay, so I think we're going to just go right in. So we're going to move to lecture mode. All right, I have a couple of announcements. The first is tomorrow is Easter, and I have frequently held meditations and processes during that day because I sort of like my own personal meaning of it, which is the resurrection of the densest part of ourselves into the light. And so tomorrow, I'm going to go ahead and do 2 hours of energy work on the Medical Intuitive group. And that's the only group I'm going to do that with, but I'll be able to go into a little bit more detail. And I'm going to use the highest meaning that we can of Easter for that. And then I said to everyone I was going to do a day of energy work on everyone, and the information for that is going to be April 15th, and I will do 9 processes that day. So I'll go in and just work on everybody. I know a little bit about what you want because you've been sending me your emails. So that's the day that's going to happen all day long. So I'm hearing there will be 9 processes. So that's what I'm going to do. And if you have any desire to not participate in any of that, just let me know. Sometimes people don't want to. It's really rare, but if that is you, then just let me know. Another announcement I wanted to make is I believe we have a question and answer coming up. And usually I do some sort of process before I go into questions and answers. And I noticed we've been getting quite a bit of questions about youthening, which is feeling younger, looking younger, and being more fit in the way that we appear, and also weight loss. So I think what I might do is go ahead and do a process that morning of the question and answer day, which I'm not sure what it is, but I think we have one that's just for question and answer. So people who are really looking for that can have a good process that they can use, and then we'll do the questions and answers that day. All right, so that's the announcements. So I'd like to go into our alignment. So let's go ahead and strengthen everyone for their alignment, and we'll delete all interferences. So interfering patterns could be almost anything that is less than your highest and best good. Connecting everyone to source. And we're going to allow a waterfall of light to move through everyone today. And that waterfall has light in it, but it's also going to be very clear and cool and pure. Rinsing, washing out any density that's ready to go. Water is a very good way to clear density as well. Just take a deep breath. I am that I am. I am that I am, aligned to my core strength, my highest and best good. I am 100% infinite physical potential, aligned to highest and best good. I am 100% infinite physical potential, aligned to highest and best good. Okay, take a deep breath. Okay. All right, so we're going to run through everyone's alignment quickly again as that energy sets up for people. And we'll also go down to the tailbone area and clear and clean. When I went through the questions today, what came up immediately was how we subtly dislike our bodies. And so I want to go into all the places that we subtly give our bodies the wrong message. As an example, when we dislike the size of our body, even if we think we're loving our body, there could be like a thousand cascading messages of how you really don't like the fat part of you that's storing toxins. You really don't like that, and you're setting up resistance, and you're splitting yourself, you're dividing yourself, you're going in to liking some parts but not other parts. And we want to get into the wholeness of that. So everywhere that we are holding this dislike or unconsciousness within our body, known or unknown, let's go ahead and delete all of those patterns. Zero minus infinity. And let's go ahead and reset that to our infinite potential. Just clearing out more resistance to that. So I want to go into cascades of unconscious messages. I think that's why we're using this cascading water today coming in. And I just allow that to go in and just catch it. Only has to catch one part of that cascade and just start transmuting it now. And these are unconscious messages, some you know, some you don't know, some that other people projected on you, some we picked up through ancestry. Let's see if we can get as many of them as we can right now. That we are weak, that we cannot heal. We put so much emphasis on what our body can't do, we forget that it really is a fabulous, fabulous work of art, and how it deletes and how it moves through elimination and how it absorbs nutrients and how it's always working in our favor. We just want to set it up so that it can continue to work to its optimal potential. Sorry about that. Okay, here we go. All right. So when we go in and we think of our body holding toxins or DNA that's run amok, or something we might call cancer, let's go ahead and look at all the areas around that and love it. Sometimes it's easier to love the healthy cell next to it. And if that's true for you, start there. Because you always want the healthy cells around anything to be very strong. And then we can go ahead and move into the part that's being detoxed or eliminated. And if we're on the side of the physical potential of our body, the body is going to know what to do with it. If you're afraid your body doesn't know how to tag and eliminate something, then you can ask your body to tag and eliminate something that is incorrect for you and to have the potential to find it and delete it, eliminate it. But we always want to be on the side of our body doing its job. And it's difficult when we're in very intense medical procedures. But what we want to do is take a part of ourselves that that often empowers a process or a doctor or a healer or a friend or a family member, and bring that part back in so you can use that energy with your body. So everywhere that we've done that, where we've empowered a doctor, a healer, somebody to take care of us, let's go ahead and invite those soul fractal pieces back into our heart. Some of you do not have an open heart right now, so let's go ahead and open. Good. Allow any fractal pieces that gave away your power back. Any fractal pieces that felt that you were not lovable unless someone else loved you. Let's bring those back. Those are always very confused pieces. All the places, all time, spaces, and dimensions we gave our power away. Let's bring that back. And many of you did a lot of work this week. And if you have anything you'd like to integrate, let's go ahead and do it now as a group. Everyone just bring back any of their pieces ready to come in and empower love and bring in the wisdom. Very good. I had two questions about entities this week, and in a few sessions they came up. So I want to go over that. There are many ways that I work with entities. The first thing is I just clear and declare who am I, and I am this, and everything else needs to find its own way home wherever it's going. Then I work through projections. Collective stuff I've picked up, things globally, universally. I even work with the planet and its evolution and my alignment there. And I work with golden nets. I see a golden net. So anyone who's feeling this or just wants to feel extra clean, go ahead and allow a golden net of light below your feet. And you can even go below the earth if you'd like. Come all the way up above your head and just capture anything that doesn't belong to you, anything that's not you. We find a lot of times people are trying to get rid of their own emotions. Take a deep breath. And for those parts, we're just going to love that. Part that's attached to that emotion. And once we bring up the golden net from the feet up through the head, we can look at it. And if there's anything in it, we can go ahead and add light and send it to wherever it's going, wherever its porch light is glowing for it. If something needs to go to the light, you can see a beam of light going right into the sun or the central sun, whatever feels right to you, and let it go. And the resistance you have to anything going is almost always your part in how it got there in the first place. Because everything is a Velcro system, right? Everything connects to you for some reason. All right. Now I would run a net left to right, right to left, front to back, back to front, and in four diagonal directions. So go ahead and do that. See if you caught anything and send that to the light. I was getting the clear water yesterday about entities as well, and also just purifying our field. And so I really do almost envision like a mountain clear stream water, cold, just sort of pouring on me and clearing the field, clarifying it. And for some reason, with the right energy in that, everything just seemed to go. Now, another way is a little bit more shamanic, and it's fun, and that is just to, if you know what's in your body that is not you, just go ahead and ask, do you know you're in my body? And it's about 50-50, they know they are or they don't, but then you just explain that this is my body, and I no longer want you here. And 90% of the time, they don't want to be there if you don't want them there. It's just some confusion that's happened. And then we send them to the light, or they fly away and they know exactly where they're going. Okay, everyone take a deep breath. But most of the time, people are feeling kind of icky about themselves, like maybe there is something going on with them. And it turns out that it's an emotion. It's off. Sometimes it's avoidance, an aversion to something going on. So anywhere that you're having this avoidance or aversion or self-hatred, and you'd like to bring back fractal pieces that are involved in those scripts, go ahead and bring them home. And of course, we're going to strengthen your core so those parts can come home. Very good. Okay. So it's easy to give our power away to doctors' procedures, but also we do that with natural things as well, to vitamins, to supplements. I mean, I also have been on the internet looking for the next best supplement. I know what that feels like, and I know that no matter how many you find, when you're in that mode, you're still looking. You're still seeking. You've got a lot of energy out looking for the magic potion. And there may be one, but I haven't ever found it. I found a lot of things that helped a little this and a little that. But really what works the most and what you want first is to be empowered. So all the places you have given your power away for these sorts of things, I'd like you to bring that back in to your core now. Invite all those parts that have this seeking, I've got to find energy, to come back and realize that their alignment is the number one thing they need to find. And with that, they're going to get better. You're going to get better intuition for what is next, where to go. If there is something, it simply might be your alignment that makes the difference. So go ahead and bring those parts back. And let's love them unconditionally. And accept them. This clean, clear mountain water I'm talking about is very accepting. When this water runs through you and around you, and if you notice how a water moves in a brook or a stream, it doesn't, when it hits the rock, it doesn't blame the rock. It's very accepting. So if we bring that in, let's just go ahead and allow and accept the parts of yourself that are out doing different missions that may want to come home. Some parts of ourselves got judged by ourselves, usually, and they left, or we allowed other people to judge them. So let's go ahead and bring those parts back now. Okay, I'm going to turn up our alignment energy now. And this is what I mean by keeping the porch light on, just to allow these pieces to come back. They can find their way in. And I want to go to all the time, spaces, and dimensions where we passively gave up our power, where we were submissive to another for many reasons. We may have felt bullied. We may have felt that it was too dangerous to be an empowered person. We may have felt our pattern and our most righteous path or our most true path was to be submissive. And I'd like to go into all the places where that's out of balance for you and all the places that you're ready to bring these patterns back, these fractal pieces back of being submissive. And many of you may have resolved this for yourself mostly, but you may have some pieces that are still, you know, traumatized by it. And invite those pieces back now, those fractal pieces. Strengthening 100% infinite potential. Some of you have abandoned pieces that were very submissive before. Maybe you gave up a piece of your consciousness to a pattern or a group or a belief system. Let's go ahead and bring back the parts that were ignored, abandoned through submissive patterns. I am feeling a couple of you absorb some energy that's disrupting your digestion. So I'm just going to take a minute and cleaning out. I think this is just the overall energy of the last couple of weeks. I'm just going to go and realign the digestion, the microbiome. I'm hearing, I don't really know, or I really can't. And let's go ahead and free the parts of ourselves stuck there and invite them home. All right, I'm going to bring a violet light, kind of an ultraviolet light in, and I'm going to do a little soul fusion work. And so I'm going to do that now, and I'm going to do this with the intention of finding the parts of yourself that are in unconsciousness about your health, that are blocking, that you may not be aware of, or maybe you are aware of, but you haven't been able to find that key to let go, just to let that worry go and let your body do its job. Here we go. And again, judgment, disappointment, confusion, loving all the parts that were there and invite them back. All right, so now when I'm talking about Easter and resurrected energies, I'm not talking about that you have to physically die to your body. I'm talking about the lifting of the energy into the light body and part of our ascension process, which we're talking about within having a body. There may be a day that your soul decides that you're finished, but I don't want that to be because your body was sick. We might have patterns that we've set up that way, but I think as a people, we're moving more to where you don't have to get sick and die. And the sick and die energy is so strong and so prevalent. So let's go to all the places that people are holding this misery, and let's invite that back in. And let's realign and relove. When we decide to move on and leave our body behind, we want to do that dancing. Okay, there's some confusion there, so I'm just going to let that energy move so we can allow a different reality to set within the quantum field. And delete all the places you're holding these other ideas. And they're stagnant ideas. Those ideas hold us in stagnation within our physical body. So let's just go and love the parts that have those ideas, that bought into the collective thing. And we're taught it from a young child. The first time we find someone died, almost always. And what did he have? What did he go out with? So let's just go ahead and love these parts. Okay, let's work into the education, the misinformation about our body, how it works. And I'll say this again. We're going to move the mind out of the body and out of the brain. So the mind very easily connects to collective, repetitive thoughts. You know, the mind is really good at assisting you drive your car, you're not even thinking about it anymore. It's just repetitive. And then in the subconscious, it just continues to roll and roll and roll and roll and roll. It's acting 24/7. So let's just go ahead and allow that that does not have to be in your body. So we're certainly working on those things. And we work on it when it shows up in our body. But we don't need all of that to be holding our body's physical potential in the way it works. And I want to also add the whole idea of healing and shifting. So if you think about what healing feels like in the collective and how we've all learned it, you may have lifted it to a very beautiful space. Perfect. I'm glad. But most people haven't. They think of it this long thing, and the thought of healing makes it feel long and hard and arduous and difficult and this long journey, and that it takes all these steps. So, and if you're like that, let's go ahead and use that energy of light to run through the word healing and shifting. Because if you shift, you're just switching on, you're turning off one light, you're opening another, you're turning on another. You're making very decisive choices as to how your body's going to run and what's going to run it. And that is within your core. When your core is aligned to your nervous system, this is how you keep your body going. This is the messages we're giving it. So when we keep all these messages from the mind within the body, we can get pretty confused about, and the body slows down and it's not functioning the way that it needs to. So with that, everyone take a deep breath, and I'm going to go into the biocomputer. Balance, stability, centeredness, 100% physical potential, all the way out the nerves into the body and back. We want all of these messages to be correct and aligned for our health. And we're going to clear all the stuff off that doesn't belong there, that slows it down. Very good. Okay. I had a question that came in about worthiness and how can I be awesome. So let's try this. Let's be 100% aligned to our awesome sauce. 100% aligned to our unique, awesome light. And let that shine in the world. Okay, I also want to talk about sensations, because pain is a sensation. Now that sounds interesting, but that's really what it is. It's an amplification of sensation. So we want to go into all, whatever version that is for you, throbbing, burning, tightening, a sense of pressure. It could be hot. It could be all these things. This is what pain is. So if we're in pain, we want to turn down sensation and we want to strengthen ourselves to the sensation. Especially if we're sensitive people, we often get very hypersensitive to sensation. So let's strengthen 100% infinite potential to whatever sensation that's overamplified in your body right now. If you're feeling heavy, there's been a lot of energy lately, and your body's, you know, working through it, then drink water, listen to your body. Most bodies do need 2 to 3 hours of some kind of movement a day. You know, if that's walking in nature, cleaning your house, you know, if you can only do circles with your ankles, whatever it takes, please do some movement because that assists your body. Okay. Let's see here. And you can make it fun and playful. Okay, I want to work with adjectives. So, extremely aggressive, passive, all these things. Let's go ahead and bring in the parts of ourselves, in that part of us that are amplifying things through language that we could easily free. Let's go ahead and bring those back. Okay, I want to talk about the sensation of falling. So all the time, spaces, and dimensions we ever felt that we were falling, losing control, out of power. Let's invite those back and remove the pattern from the biofield. And love the part that really was attached to feeling out of power and fearful of it and out of control. Okay, I want to also talk about symptoms. Sometimes people will list me, I'll list all of the sensations, symptoms that they have. And if I go through the list, there might be one or two that are real. And the rest are just the patterns or what they're bringing up that happened, you know, 6 years ago. And they just haven't quite let go of what happened before that they're so afraid will happen again. So for any of you that are holding that or, you know, you're not actually having the symptom in this moment, but you had it before, and so therefore it's bothering you. Let's go ahead and strengthen symptoms you've had in all time, spaces, and dimensions before now, and what you project into the future. And let's just go ahead and invite those parts back so we can be strong to them. Okay, let's see. I did have a question come in about terror. So if some part of yourself is feeling terrorized or in terror, I'm going to help create that safe space right now to bring that back. And even if you don't feel this for yourself, bring something else back, or go ahead and bring back something you don't know that might be stuck in terror. Here we go. So when we're bringing back something that feels heavier than normal, the light in the body and the core must be strong. So even if you're not using light, even if you don't even believe in light, your physical body, it needs to be strong. So lighten that up or strengthen the physical body through that core midline and invite the part that is there. And if the body is strong, it will definitely bring it back. It just has to be stronger than what you're going ahead and integrating. Here we go. The other thing that happens if you get a resistance in doing this on your own is you have to give the option for something to come home, for this piece to come home, the part that's ready to come home, the part that's willing to come home, the part that wants to give up its script. Our most sabotage parts aren't quite ready to give it up yet. And sometimes there's reasons for that. And sometimes there's no reasons for that. But we always give permission. And in that giving permission of that part to come home or that, and we're actually strengthening the ability of it to come home by doing that. Because a lot of these parts are within free will. And they need to be reminded that it's always a choice. With every breath, we're increasing our life force or we're diminishing it. We're stronger or we're weaker. And no one is making that happen to us except us. So all the places that we feel that we've made ourselves weak, let's invite those parts to come home. And that is generally because we didn't know any better. Or just following along with other weak people we were hanging out with. Or we just got these messages through who knows where. Just bring this back. The part that feels like you can't, that you can't get something done. Let's go ahead and bring that back if it's ready to come. Okay, I've just heard some of you want to bring back some big saboteur energy, and I'm up for it. So let's strengthen the core. So maybe it has been the part of you that's been the most sabotaging. It doesn't matter. Let's go ahead and bring that back. That's just a descriptive word. Come on back. Very nice. And our most sabotaging parts of ourselves are always the ones carrying so much wisdom when they integrate. Just allow that to integrate and be with you. And the part that feels like it maybe doesn't deserve, doesn't belong, isn't right, was really judged, and that's how it turned out that way in the first place. We'll just keep loving it and allow it to come in. Very nice, guys. Okay. I have the question, why would anybody resist to wellness? And we all do. We're constantly with our mind cutting things up and doing this. So what we're doing is we're allowing that to dissolve, that resistance. And we're strengthening our resistance. We're strengthening that part that felt resistance. And in doing that strengthening, what we're doing is we're aligning, because the only true strength is in alignment. So we're allowing that to come in, the part that's resisting wellness. And you can allow even more to come in, and you can love it just a bit more. And the parts that gave up. That's beautiful. Let's invite with open arms and open heart the parts of ourselves that gave up in our wellness, in our youth, in our beauty. Okay. Very nice. All right. If you'd like to go ahead and get a drink of water, I'm going to mute myself for about a minute or so and get my own water. And then I'm going to take some questions. And if you have not been called on, please keep your hand up. If you have been called on in the medical intuitive group, please give someone else an opportunity with their hand up. Okay, thank you. Okay, area code 403. Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Deb.
Hi, Deb.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I didn't really have a question prepared because you always go places where I really need to go. But you know, I'm having trouble with my golden net. It feels like it's stuck on the top of my head. Am I actually feeling that, or am I just imagining it?
Oh, okay. Well, let's just say if you're feeling it, there's something to it. So
okay.
Let's go ahead and lift that net off. It just sort of got stuck when you lifted it off?
Yeah, just right at the top of my head, you know, even going the different directions too. I can't get it off the top of my head.
Okay. And so tell me about it. How does that feel? Does it feel like you want to stay there, or do you want to move it? Or
no, I want to move it, but it's
like a heavy piece of jewelry stuck on the top of your head. Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. All right, so no. I'm going to move that off, and then I'm going to realign your crown a bit in a way that I think something else is going on there. All right.
Okay.
Have you done energy work where you worked with like a golden line of energy coming up the top of your head? Have you done that before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, all right. So let's go ahead and ask for the perfect golden energy coming up the top of your head that's in the way it's supposed to be. And then all the energy of the net, that gold can go. All right, that refines it a bit.
Okay.
Now, I feel like something else is wanting to come out the top of your head.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to gently work that. Okay. It feels just too heavy for your crown. So let's just redo the crown energy and its connection to source and your highest and best good. And all the heaviness or too much gold or not enough gold or all those thoughts about gold can go. And then the experience where you had where someone actually used gold in your head, let's go ahead and delete those experiences. Experiments. The wrong kind of gold. There you go. As a gold can have a lot of different mixes in it. How's your crown feeling now? We're not done yet, but I want to check in.
Lighter, yeah, definitely lighter.
Okay, do you feel the net off of your crown?
It's just about off.
I feel like this little spike hanging up there.
Yeah, there seems to be something there still black.
Yeah.
Something.
Okay.
It's really trying to pull something out.
It is. It is. Let's just let it go. It's just taking its time.
Okay.
So let's fast, slow, time. Okay, there we go. And let's move you right to the morphic field where you're already aligned. You already have your crown in your perfect aligned state. Can you pull it out? Like with your hand?
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah, I feel like you're getting a big upgrade there. So you keep pulling that up and out, and I'm going to go into your core and just strengthen that biocomputer for you and all the alignment, what's you, what's not you. There's a lot of energy in there that is not you. And I think it's like a spiritual kind of energy that felt like it would be good to take, but it's not really you. So let's just go ahead and take that all of that out. There you go. Say your name for me.
Deborah.
Deborah. Okay, good, Deborah. All right. How are you feeling now?
Better, much lighter.
Yeah. There's a lot of energy that was bouncing around the universe the last couple of weeks, and some of it felt so good and fun that we took a lot of it in, but it really wasn't us, and it had nothing to do with our alignment.
Right.
So anyway, How are you feeling now? Or is it feeling still a bit lighter and better?
Yes.
I think there's more coming out of the quantum field. So I'm just going to do that. Just a big, I think we need wind for you now. There you go. And strengthening. So when we, the other part about strength in, is it sort of has a certain tension to it. So I'm going into the quantum field and getting that tension aligned to you. And you have this sort of tension kind of keeps things from being there
right.
that don't belong, right? Because the tighter and more refined your field gets, the more it's you and there's no room for anything else.
Right. They can't get in.
They can't get in. But we're going to concentrate more on who you are and keeping you in. All right. So I think you have another integration coming, by the way.
Okay.
Do you want to just take that now while we're on the phone?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I think this is a big one where you're abdicated your power.
Yes.
Very nice. Okay, it's sinking right up. It's like a icy crystal kind of energy. It's pretty nice.
Oh.
It's definitely going to be worth a meditation. How are you feeling now?
I have this smile on my face.
Good, good. Well, I'm so glad you raised your hand.
I am too. I feel so much better.
You know, just before I took your call, I was getting this, we need to do being a good little girl. And we might have done that before. And I don't know if it is specific. I think it probably is specifically for you and many other people.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to all the time, spaces, and dimensions where we were a good little girl.
Yeah.
Even if we're a man now. And or where we're holding that energy for women, where they're supposed to be passive or submissive, or where that we were reactive to their passive or submissive thing. Let's bring that in, those parts. And, you know, we see this in people, human beings, where there's a powerful something, and we become automatically submissive to it.
Right.
Right? And so you're powerful, so therefore I'm going to roll on my belly and whatever.
Yes.
So let's just go into all the parts of ourselves that have those programs of when we – because we often do this to things that are powerful but not – you know, they're actually more like bully kind of stuff. You know, they're not really powerful. They're something else. They're just – throwing energy and projecting and going through all kinds of shenanigans. So let's just go ahead and find those programs for all of us and delete them and reset and bring back the parts of ourselves that have an automatic response. And we don't have to invest in that response anymore. Now, this could also be with our self-talk. You know, a lot of us bully ourselves. It's like this cascade of criticism. Let's go ahead and realign that as well. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So anyone else who has their hands up who I haven't spoken to on the medical intuitive call, any of the calls before in medical intuitive, we'll go ahead and talk to. Okay. Let's do area code 508. Hello.
Hi, Natalia.
Hi, who is this?
Natalia.
Natalia, hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you very much for these wonderful calls.
Hey, I'm glad you're enjoying them.
Well, right now I'm fine. Well, I tend to have a lot of sinus pressure, especially with weather changes and a lot of environmental allergies.
Okay.
And I'm finding with the call that my sinus pressure is getting worse, and I don't know if I'm clearing something or I'm just resisting letting it go.
All right. So tell me what your sinus symptom now.
Yeah, it's just like a pressure behind my eyes, behind my sinuses.
Okay.
Like my sinuses feel full, my eyes feel heavy and painful.
Okay.
And so I feel a headache, but it's just all around my eyes and sinuses and nose and throat.
I'm going into the tissue and strengthening that. Tissue to the cells, cells to the tissue. So you're saying a heaviness?
Yeah.
Pressure?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And
so let's
like
go in.
It's my head, my...
Yeah, let's open that up. Let out anything that's not you. You have an interesting program of resisting internal pressure. So, you know, I was talking earlier about how the cells need to be, you know, there has to be a little bit of a tension. It doesn't have to be a mental tension, but a little bit of tension to be strong.
Yeah.
Some part of you just doesn't like that, like you collapse on that. So I'm going to strengthen that program out of you. Bring the pieces back that are invested in it. Okay. All right. Tell me what you're feeling now. Is it the same or different?
It's different. It almost feels like it's now from my head all the way down my throat to my esophagus and stomach. So it's just kind of like in a line all the way down instead of
uh-huh.
just on my sinuses and eyes.
Yeah. So anytime we have a change, we're
huh?
changing. Yeah. Anytime you have a change, something shifting. So let's
mm-hmm.
just go ahead. And so this line, tell me what, if you put a number on that line, is it an uncomfortable line?
Well, it's maybe a 5, but it's still, it's maybe a 7 still way up at the sinuses.
Okay.
Sharp thing at the sinuses, which is probably a 7 or 8, but a line
oh, okay.
maybe a 5 or...
All right, let's clean out your sinuses then. I'm going to tell you that the sinuses are not the weakest part of what's going on with you. It's actually in the lower chakras. So I'm just going to go and clear that out and see if that helps balance your sinuses.
Okay.
You know, sometimes what we think it is isn't what it is. It just feels like that's where all the symptoms are. So I'm strengthening you to life, earth, and yourself, your own strength. Lymphatic system. 100% infinite potential to releasing the sinus symptoms of 7 and 8. Of course, it's testing lower to me, though. I'm getting like a 4. Tell me how it feels to you.
Oh, it's much lighter.
Okay. So I'm going to strengthen you for the symptoms to go down. So I'm testing you at 4, and you're, yeah, good at 3, good at 2. It's like down to a 1. So you're already programmed to go down to a 1. I'm going to program you down to a 0. With that symptom you're feeling, and there's a big release coming. So just go ahead and take a deep breath for me. How are you now?
Well, I'm still feeling it.
although I'm feeling a heart opening.
Yeah, big release. So put your attention on the heart opening. Let that go. That heart opening is also related to what I was working on in the lower part of your tailbone and sacrum. And I'm going to go just put some energy there for you for this release to continue. I'm just going to move that up and down the spine. Okay. It's coming off. So I'm going to go to all of the quantum cells of you, the quantum particles of you, the quantum up to molecule, the empty spaces, everything clear. Okay. There you go, sweetie. I think whatever is going to happen is on its way. You're are probably going to feel something at the bottom of your neck too. Release. Where are you at now?
I'm feeling a 3 or 4, but I'm feeling it more like ears, neck, shoulders.
Yeah. So
I feel like, it in genesis, but it's moving.
Yeah. So the movement is the resolution. The movement is the resolution. So I want you just to stay in that core energy, and I want you to, today and tomorrow, because I'm going to work on everybody tomorrow, I said, go down to the sacral area. And just, you could even rub your low back with your hand, but I want you to put some attention in that low part of your body and just let that energy flow up and down your spinal cord. 100% infinite potential to release the sinus symptoms to perfectly functioning sinus. But then there's also a huge upgrade you're going through.
Great. Thank you.
Did you know that? Coming in now. So here we go. I'm just going to let it come in. Do we have a session, or are you on the calls?
I'm on the calls, but I'm also need to set up a session, and for some reason I haven't been able to connect.
Okay. So let's delete resistance.
Okay.
To your wellness. And your health, and the right answers, and your intuition.
And to my computer for allowing me to connect with you.
Well, you did it. It's already resolved. Now, so this is kind of an example of what we think it is. Isn't always what it is. Like the symptoms might be really showing up in this thing. We put all of our attention there. Something else is also going on somewhere else. And so, yeah, let's get that session. I think a lot of this is going to finish up on its own, but there's another step. So I look forward to it.
Great.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take one more caller here. See here. All right. So 617. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much for your calls. I love your work.
Thank you.
I wrote into you before our first call about. Neuropathy, and I have like energy in my body, which I've been told both is kundalini and false light that's trying to harm me, and by different healers. And I've also had it confirmed by two different healers and by myself that toxins are actually like being that I let go, like through my breath, are actually being reabsorbed into my body, like into my third eye or my crown chakra. And also just like, it's like any, if I even just think about this energy, which I can very, very clearly feel, it's like it comes in to my body. Like if I have just any kind of feeling or thought about the energy. And just right now, if I even like think about my throat chakra, energy will just come into my throat chakra.
Stop talking.
Okay.
Just dang. All right. So here's the thing here.
Okay.
I had this confirmed by. That
yes.
is so weak with you. I mean,
it's
your entire body. So
let's go
into all the places I had my fear confirmed for me.
Yeah.
And delete that. Just delete all of those programs.
Okay. Am I doing it right?
Yeah. Let's stream unconditional love here. Okay, so information that doesn't really have a solution is a curse. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't get to solution with something, you're just torturing yourself. And someone else is also assisting. So there has
yeah.
to be a resolution somewhere with information, or it's just stuff rattling around, weakening us. Okay, so let's go ahead and all the places where we took this in, let's just delete it. I don't see anything that would be false light in you at this moment.
Really? Because I've got a lot of energy. I mean, it's like it's.
I don't even know what false light is.
I don't really either.
It sounds scary though. So
yeah, I don't know what this is, but it's like I will get it's definitely bringing things back towards my body, and then I get like these terrible, like really bad twitches. I'm very strong, I should say,
mm-hmm.
at night, and then I can't sleep, and then I get major insomnia. And things escalate from there. But I definitely,
okay.
I don't know if you can feel.
But it's not from that. It's not from that. And I can't feel any, something that's not really there. Okay, so just take a deep breath. And let's talk about what that might be, because I want to reassure you a little bit, because I know this has been something that you've had for a long time.
Yes.
So let's look at, are you, so when you think of this word, we're not going to say anymore because it's a weird word. Is that projection? You're strong to it, so it's not. Is it fear of the light? Yes, it is. Is it fear of like a strong light, like something that's used for like a laser beam? That might be just a little, a harsh use of that. Yes, you're very fearful of that. You've had that sort of experience before. It's sort of almost like an experimental place. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm a little confused about what you're...
Yeah.
Referring to?
So let's talk about light. What is light?
Oh, no, not light. But you're saying I'm afraid of my own light, or?
No,
I'm afraid
I didn't say
of...
that. Just
no,
think
okay.
of light. Think of light on a spectrum.
Okay.
So you can use light for all kinds of reasons. Right? And you can think of light that as a laser beam.
Okay,
so... Would that be too harsh for you? In some ways, it might some of it might be good. Some people use lasers for pain relief. And you can use lasers for surgery. So it's like a knife. Is a knife good or is it bad? It can help you with pruning. It can help you with cutting an apple in half. But you could also stab someone with it. So it's how it's used.
Okay.
So let's clean out all this misinformation. So in our world, we often need something to be bigger and badder or more powerful than us.
Okay.
And it's really strong in human nature. So let's go into the parts of ourselves that are reclaiming that in our evolutionary process. Mm-hmm. So the part of you that is attached to something controlling you, harming you, let's invite that back into your strength. Open your heart. So do you know what this does when you get afraid? It closes your heart. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, if you could you know, with everything that I've been through, it's sort of hard. If I have anything open, things come right in. So,
but you know what? If nothing's in right now, you're still afraid.
I am still afraid because I can feel this energy. Like, it's really, really hurting my crown chakra. I can feel it going up and down, like my spine and all over my body. And I don't know really what it is. And it's been happening to me on and off for a long time now. And I don't know how to get rid of it.
Do you want to get rid of it?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. If that slowed down your evolution, would you still want to get rid of it?
Are you saying that it would slow down my evolution to get rid of it?
I'm saying that sometimes evolution does look like that.
Well, it's actually like really, it's harming my nerves physically. It's like, I mean, I have freezing feelings all over my body and you know, in my face. Like, I mean, it's causing nerve damage. It's causing neuropathy.
Okay. I don't get that.
That's weird.
Because
I just had a session with a major intuitive who confirmed that, and I mean, I know that you want to delete that, but I have had it seen. This is a problem with me. Like I know things are happening, and then people say no, it's not, and it's like, well, I know it is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's why I say, like, it's actually been seen by, you know, major healers and major intuitives.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but you're basically telling me that nothing is happening and this is all in my head?
No, not at all.
Well, what can you tell me what you see? I mean, can you feel into this energy? And
I feel, okay, let's start with the weakest part. That's how I work. What's the weakest part? Okay. The weakest part is your fear. You're scared of it.
Yeah, I'm terrified of it. Yeah.
And your terror makes it increases. So your terror is the amplification of it. And you actually believe that it's damaging you.
Yeah.
So that makes it worse. So let's get that part of you that believes that it's damaging you and bring her home. That's how you feed fear, sweetie. Let's bring that home. Okay, good. Let your heart open. Bring that part in that's feeding the fear. So you're in looped. I mean, and then you're not sleeping, and this is happening, and that's happening. And I'm not saying you're not having these symptoms. I'm saying that we have to get you aligned, and that means we have to get you in that fearless state because you need to be empowered.
Well, that's what my purpose is for this lifetime, is to come into my power.
Okay. And you know what's going to keep you from doing that? Being afraid of light.
Being afraid of light.
Yes.
Is that what you said? Not life. Light. Okay.
Well, both.
Yeah.
But both.
True.
All right. So let's bring in the part that's afraid, because that's your weakest part. Let's bring it in. Let's love it. All right, so not syncing up yet, but let's love it. Let's love it. It's in there. It's integrating. All right. So whatever this thing that you are thinking is false, let's bring in unconditional love. How does that work in your body, unconditional love?
Whatever this thing I'm thinking of is false, what?
Yeah, let's bring in the unconditional love.
Even if I can feel it and I can feel it causing me pain, I should think it's false?
No,
I'm
I think
so
you should bring in, that's because your mind is trying to figure it out. So go ahead and let your mind go. And I want you to get into the feeling. And I want you to stream unconditional love into your heart now.
My son.
Pardon?
My son is. Hi, sweetheart. Sorry.
Okay. So your son is there to show you unconditional love. Let that stream.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Invite that part in that's afraid. Sometimes it's the fear that harms us more than the thing that we think we're afraid of. So I want you to sit with where we're at right now, integrating the part of yourself that's been so afraid you've shut down. And let's bring in the energy to heal whatever needs to be repaired within the nervous system. Delete all the I'm going to use a different word. Delete all the programs interfering with your nervous system. Optimal work for you. Cleaning out anything attached that doesn't belong. Calming it down. Okay, so I think I have a lot of things I'd like to talk to you about. Do we have a session?
We do have a session, yes.
When is that?
Yes. Our session, I think, is toward the beginning of April.
Okay, right around the corner. So until that time, I want you to get into this part of yourself that's streaming unconditional love. Just unconditional love. Put your attention there. Let that go. Let that balance. Let that make whole. Let that stream that in. Now, you've had a lot of experiences where light is stronger than love. And there's a split there. So I want
to. What does that mean?
Think of light is stronger
than love.
Yes. You have a split in that. So.
Interesting.
Yes. So it's easily handled. So do you see where I said you have a split in that? What if that was handled in 1 second? What if you
That'd
didn't carry
amazing.
It? Right. Yeah. So let's just go ahead and light the light and the love to balance in perfect harmony. Let's add a little bit more unconditional love. Any excess light that isn't appropriate for the 100% infinite potential of your body can go. Let's harmonize this. How do you feel?
I just felt kind of sick in my chest.
Let it go. You know how I was talking earlier about like a bullying energy or a strong energy that we all get real submissive to?
Yes.
That's your basic program.
I know.
That's the program. That's the program that you weaken your body with.
Mm-hmm. That's
right?
The program. I mean, yeah. I was
all
born
right.
to, yeah.
You were born to what?
The problem. Oh, well, just no. I mean, that's been my, like a major, major struggle through, you know, before birth, I'm sure.
Okay. Let's not have it be a major, 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 major struggle. Let's make it be a shift to make right now.
Okay.
So this stuff is stuck in time. You're stuck in slowness with this. So let's just disentangle all of these thoughts, all these things anyone ever told you. And you're still holding where people told you things that were very hard on you to hear, and you just amplified it. So I'm going to let all that amplification energy go. And it must be very difficult to raise a child when your heart is closed. And so we need your heart open, and we need to have that unconditional love flow. And you're strong to that. How are you feeling now?
Okay, but I mean, I still feel like the energy is like really hurting my crown chakra. Like,
okay,
like that one side where.
Tell me how it hurts.
It's almost like if you were wearing a crown of thorns and the thorns were digging in your head.
Interesting. Easter weekend,
yeah.
Crown of thorns. Okay, let's look at that. Let me look at where that is weak for you. It's hugely weak collectively. So let's go ahead and strengthen you to a collective memories, thoughts, beliefs, and psychic pain. So we're going through all the cells of your body and removing those programs of being weak to that. So there's nothing light about carrying a crown of thorns. There's nothing light in that. So let's allow that to dissolve with the unconditional love. All right. Is your crown, let's go into your source, connect to love. Okay, this is what I want you to be saying until we speak. I am loving light. I'm loving light.
So is that what this is? Is it like light trying to get, stream through me or something and I'm blocking it?
There's a lot of things going on with this.
Yeah.
And I thought a lot of what's going on is over amplification, some really old ancient things with some misinformation. And you've made it really big. And people, I don't know if they purposely fully did this, but, these things have been acting not in your favor.
Right.
Some of the things you've been told. And so if we amplify, so you remember, I may have said it in one of our first calls, there was a man who was diagnosed with lymphoma, and they said he had 6 months to live. He had 6 months to live, and he died in 6 weeks, and everyone thought, wow, that was such an aggressive lymphoma. Let's check it out. And they went in, and the guy had been completely misdiagnosed. He'd never had it, right?
Right.
So what did that do to his body? How did that
work
in his body? Exactly.
Yeah.
He kept amplifying it, believing it, letting that be his predominant belief, and his body responded in kind. The body is neutral to what we believe and think. It's not. if we override it, we override those symptoms, but the body is going to be working in our favor unless we override it. And that's kind of what's happened to you. So it's showing up in other ways. And I think you're really good at amplifying energy. And some of these symptoms could have just gone away in seconds. But this predominant thing that was going on just made it, work against you. And in many ways, because you're a mother.
Yeah.
You're a mother.
I mean,
your heart needs
to
be open here.
Well, I mean, I definitely feel incredible love for my son. And and I mean, it's not always closed, but I'm afraid to have things open while this energy is going through me. And because of the fact that things tend to come in. It's energy that does it. It actually physically rises in me every so often. Are you telling me that that's false? Because, I know that makes me feel crazy because I know it's real.
No, I'm saying your sensation is weird and you feel it. I know that that's true. But I think we have to keep disentangling all the reasons that you believe it and it keeps coming back. So you also have a torture program.
A what?
A torture program.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Easter weekend. so all people who have certain types of light have had these messages. I don't feel this in any way anymore. In fact, I don't think I ever did. But many, many people have this, that the light, that people who have amazing programs are going to be challenged, and they're playing in that duality. That's their belief. So let's go ahead and delete that for you and everybody else who has a torture program. Now, the torture program is also an initiation program. And part of the initiation program is that everything is going to come up as we grow. It's just going to come up. All of our beliefs, all of our things that are in the way. So it gives us an opportunity to shift. And yeah. It's just how we handle it. So one person's initiation is another person's torture program, and some people are much better at handling the shifts than others.
Yeah, I just can I just say, I know you talk a lot about like boomerang pattern, and with me it's like I can be say this energy has happened to me, like when I've been like on a cleanse and like eating like raw food and I'm feeling amazing. I mean, just amazing. And then, like, bam, this happens, and I get thrown back to all, instead of, like, going forward and my path and to, you know, happiness and love and light, it's like I get thrown back.
What throws
and
you back?
Like,
I mean, no, don't tell me what, but tell me what happens, the nervous system symptoms?
No, like, doing just like an I am meditation or anything, and like I'll get, well, here, wait, let me go back to my example of the detox, okay? I was doing this great detox. I was feeling amazing. And then at the end of the detox, I had a little bit of like, I think I had like a watermelon smoothie or something, and I felt like all, there was just like a lot of like toxins, I think, that like kind of backed up, and like I could feel a lot of heaviness in my core and redness. There was like redness all like through my arms and my core. And then, so I put these essential oils on the bottom of my feet that we were told to do to help pull the toxins through the bottom of our feet. And as soon as I did that, my energy literally pulled down, or I call it my energy. I'm not really quite sure what it is. And pulled down through my feet and zapped up. And then after that happened, then I had all this, the weird stuff, which I've called Kundalini, but I'm not sure if it is, even though I've been told that it is. But like we said, that doesn't really help necessarily.
Well, okay. Okay. So I don't see Kundalini quite the way you're describing it. In fact, I sort of updated it in the way I think of it. I'm thinking of core energy, you know, for vitality and our alignment as that. I think, something that was, you know, true 4,000 years ago might be different, although I completely get and have had many Kundalini kinds of experiences. So let's go to the backup of the detox. That's a physical thing. If your body can't handle the amount of detox or shut down for some reason, that's going to happen.
Yeah,
right?
But I actually feel energy zinging from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head. I can feel it circling around my body.
Right.
I mean, this is not normal. It's not normally what I feel.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah. So it's like
we're going to handle that in your session.
Okay. Thank you.
But I want you to get into I am loving light. And make that the predominant thing going on with you. Can you do that?
I am loving light.
I am loving light.
Not love and light, but I'm loving light. Okay.
Loving light. Loving light. I am loving light. There's nothing else for me. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. One more caller, please. All right. Let's see here. Let's go to 919, please. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Sharon. Hi.
Yeah.
It's Colleen.
Hi, Colleen.
For taking my call.
How are you doing?
Well, the fall, you did some amazing work the other day, but my left knee is really starting to ache again behind it, and on the left side of my neck. But you know, it's interesting. All of a sudden, today, my second chakra area, right below the belly button, that whole area is starting to ache very badly. Didn't know if that has any connection to it or not.
Okay, so we have a neck and knee. This is from a fall you took, so everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah.
So you had a fall, but now you're having a second chakra. Thing. So let's see, body, mind, spirit. It's spirit mostly is the cause. So let's go into an alignment. Okay. I'm bringing in all the parts of yourself that have been with this alignment, that has been with the pain, with the fall, the reason for the fall, all the other things around the fall, and the pressure. Let's bring all those back. So which part of your body hurts the most?
Behind the knee.
Behind the, and what's the number?
I'd say it's about a 7.
All right. So I'm going to do a quick balance. All the, for all the reasons from any time, space, and dimension that you have pain behind the left knee at the rate of 7, we're going to delete those, 0, minus infinity, and reset. Go to the bump behind it. Is it a bump still, or did the bump go away?
The bump went away, yeah.
Oh,
and I don't have any bruises. I have no bruises at all.
Fabulous. We did a lot of work on Colleen the last couple of days.
I bruise very easily, and I took a bad fall.
Okay. All right. So it's 7, and it's tell me about the knee. Is it moving the knee?
Behind, all of a sudden, it's starting to throb a lot. You know?
Okay, no matter where you, no matter what you're doing. Okay, so let's go into the throbbing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, went down to a 5. In your programming, we'll see how fast we get that to sensation and perception. So 5 to 4. All right, so this is what's going on with the knee. So we cleared it, and then most of the pain went away, right? And it's kind of re-pooling in the area. So it's the body, it needs to be fast to moving the fluid out of the area. So we'll strengthen the body, 100% infinite potential, to remove the fluid from behind the knee. Okay, and then let's see. So we have your lymph is slow, so we'll strengthen the lymph movement. And align that with circulation and the energy movement. And then the knee is out of balance. It's acting like it's a separate knee from your body, so I need to align that with the physical body. Left knee to right knee to left knee. And it feels like right ankle somehow is part of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Strengthening
it,
those.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. And then did you say, what part of your neck? Is it the left neck or the right neck?
It's the left side and the left neck, yeah.
All right, coming through. I'm just looking at all the body grids here. Okay. All right. So here's another thing going on. You have the new Colleen in the new Colleen life, and you have the old Colleen you're leaving behind who decided to step back into the left side a little bit. So let's just go ahead and love the parts of her.
That makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense.
So let's put out in front of you, and this is good for people because I know a lot of people are taking this to study with me a bit. So I want you to put out in front of you the morphic field of the old Colleen, all the old emotions she felt, all the disappointments she had, everything that didn't work, everything, you know, where people and men worked against her, all of those things. I want you just to see a big sphere of that in front of you.
Good God, she's really... big block.
Now I want you to see the new Colleen and the new happy life and the move and the this and the cruise and the that, all of that in front of you as well.
Oh, so much lighter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So
wow.
we're going to step into the new Colleen. And if there's any soul fragments in the old Colleen that haven't been resolved yet, and there are a few, we can invite the ones that are ready to come into the new. And I want you to see yourself sort of step right into that, or go ahead and pull that morphic field into your body. Now, we don't want to split by making, you know, because there are obvious things that do not want to be left behind in the old Colleen morphic field. So all the things that are really her essential being and core and soul fragments, let's invite those in. And as they come in, they're ready to leave, and they're leaving the old behind, and they're coming into the light that you are and the new life that you're planning. In fact, the part that knows how to keep the physical body strong. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just with tears in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
Yeah. Thank you, Colleen. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, and thank you for everything. You're incredible.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone. I want to talk to everyone as a group. So tomorrow, and if you're listening to this on replay, even if you're getting this information after when I do the work tomorrow, don't worry about it. I'm going to do 2 hours of work on everyone tomorrow. And it's going to be ascension in the physical body, how to let yourself move up within the light. But also keep the body healthy. And that seems to be a bit of a theme that we saw today with intrusions and this happening, leaving the old behind. How do we do that? And then what is light? What's the nature of light? How do I choose? Do I have a choice? All of these things. So I'm going to do that, but I'm also going to spend a bit of energy on the specific things that you have written to me since this began. And those who haven't written, I'll still tune into you, because I'm going to tune into everybody individually tomorrow as my gift to you. Now, I like to do for the group what we just did with Colleen. So I'd like you to see in front of you yourself. If you've had a certain pain within the self, it's the pain-free morphic field. If you have a condition, it's the self that never had the condition, or the condition has been resolved. It's the part with the answers and the resolution and where things happen quickly. Where we shift in seconds, or whatever is smaller than a second. And that's how we get to our well-being. That's how we get to our wellness, to be able to shift quickly. If you feel this morphic field in front of you just needs a little more energy, I want you to invite to yourself all the parts that have been waiting for the return of your wholeness and allow them in. I spoke earlier about how everything is a bit of a Velcro system. If something is coming to you, you have some part of it that's accepting it. So let's just go ahead and disentangle and disengage anything where we have a Velcro thing to that is not us. And just keep loving the part that's connected. And let the thing that's coming to us dissolve. Okay. Now I'd like to bring in that waterfall that has been coming up for me in the last couple of days. As a resolution, a lot of us are very open people, and there's so much galactic energy, this kind of energy, this opinion, that opinion. Let's just go ahead and let that waterfall come in, that cool, cleansing water, and let that soothe our core, our nervous systems. Let it run through the veins, the capillaries, the arteries. Just lifting what needs to be elevated. Allowing the toxins to run free and out and exit. And we're not blaming the toxins. What we're doing is we're strengthening the part of ourselves that's ready to let go and doing its job. Take a deep breath. We'll align the energy of the nervous system and the electrical energy. And anything that's overamped can leave. Any part of ourselves that was triggered, challenged by anything we said about Easter, electricity, light, anything like that, that feels that, I'd like you to stream unconditional love into your heart and allow those parts to come in and realign with you. Okay. Thank you all very much for being on our call. I look forward to working with you tomorrow silently. And we'll open the lines and say goodbye. See if we can do that.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Thank you.